I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
Please.
And if this is your first time joining us,
yeah,
please don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button. It's going to be right here.
That's right. It's right here, but click underneath it. That's right. That's where it counts.
So you can get notified of our new episodes and things of that matter. And we have quite a bit cool episodes.
A lot of guests.
So, yeah, just go through and check our channel out. And that's on YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
shout
right.
out to all our other listeners.
All platforms. Check them out. All the listeners out there. Appreciate everybody. Continue. Share. Like. Follow.
And thank you.
Thank y'all.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. What up, dog?
Man, listen here. Nothing.
Nothing. Boy, it's a late night. Pulling double duty once again for you folks out there in the world.
We got to give it up to, and we do it for you guys.
A little bit for us selfishly, because this is our voice. This is where we get to say whatever we want to all the people out there in the world listening.
Yeah.
This is our platform.
And with that being said, let me just say this right quick. Everybody that's interested in doing comedy. Everybody that's interested in hosting.
Get it.
Everybody that, you know, all the bar owners and club owners and, you know, they want to do comedy and things of that nature. You know what? Cool. Your place may be a great venue for comedy, but you have to understand, like, the comedy world. You have to set the experience to be enjoyable for everybody.
Everybody.
Meaning, like, your barmaids and your bartenders, your wait staff, everybody has to be friendly and welcoming to the audience. Mm. In addition to that, you have to make sure it's a comedy environment. For however long the show is going to take place, whether it be like an hour and a half, 2 hours, You know, if somebody's coming in to entertain your audience or your customers, you've got to make sure that the ambiance for entertainment is set up properly. And what that means is no pool table playing.
No.
No TVs on at all.
No music.
No music.
Definitely no music.
And then, you know, just beforehand, make sure you let the patrons know that, you know, this is a comedy night, and please keep the table talk, but not your laughter.
Hi, shout out.
To a minimum.
Yeah.
You know, you have to set the ambiance for that, you know, and, you know, so every, so the person that came for the comedy can have a complete, enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. Make sure toilet paper's in the bathroom.
Make sure.
Make soap's sure in soap's in the bathroom. You know, make sure the bathroom is clean and things of that nature. Like, make sure the total experience for your patrons and for the audience to come to the show is completely enjoyable.
100%.
And, you know, and I would like to say that, you know, if maybe, you know, the owner is not on top of that, like, say if I'm hosting the venue and I'm asking people to come, you know, it would be my job as the host to try to make sure, you know, you're there at an adequate enough time.
Right.
Like, if your show starts at 6 or 7, you should be there at 5, no later than 5, an hour early, to make sure that everything is up to snuff. There's paper towels in the bathroom. And, you know, not saying that that's what you're supposed to be doing, but, you know, you could look and then you could, you know, ask the owner to please make sure that's taken care of.
I mean, look, if it's a show that you're promoting and you're putting on, yeah, that's something you need to do, even if it's not. You can ask the owner, but at the same time, if it's got to get done, you do that shit. You know what I mean?
I'm sure, but then,
I mean, hopefully it's not, and you have a good relationship with the person you're putting the show on with.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what that comes down to. But like you said, those little details can make or break the next one you put on.
It can make or break. So, you know, like, even if somebody came and had a great time at the show,
thought
the comedians were funny, but they went into the bathroom and they had no toilet paper, they're going to say, your show was trash.
Trash. Trash, because I couldn't wipe my... No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, everything like that counts. It matters if you set the ambiance, you know, and, you know, as the person that's putting on shows, it's important for you to have that type of an agreement with the bar owner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know, if we're going to do this show for an hour and a half, you know, no pool table playing, no music playing.
TV's off, man.
TV's off. I don't care if the sound is off. TV's off. We are your entertainment for the night. Especially if somebody's coming to bless your establishment for free without comps of any sort. No free drinks, no free food or anything. And if they request those simple things, you should be able to
accommodate that.
Yeah,
I got you 100%. I mean, that being said, you know,
shout out to Arcadia.
Yeah, we just did a show. Good time tonight.
We just did a show tonight. Shout out to Arcadia. Shout out to Kyle.
Yep. Shout out
Ashley and Bella. You know, this is a family owned restaurant and bar. Shout out to them.
Down in Canton, Ohio.
Down in Canton, Ohio, where we had a great time. Shout out to Eric
Simon.
Eric Simon and
Nate
Larson.
Shout out
to you guys for having us. Thank you for having us there at the establishment.
Appreciate that, man.
Good job, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep it going. You guys got a good thing going on there.
Tell you, man, promote that bad boy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's a nice little spot.
It's a nice little spot. Nice area.
Yeah.
A good ambiance for a show. And plus, the weather was good. That also was a plus.
Yeah. I thought it was going to rain. For some reason, they said it was supposed to rain today.
You know.
Either way.
Yeah.
Good job tonight, bro.
Thank you. Same to you.
Appreciate it, sir.
You went down and represented very well.
Yeah, you came off the stage and was like, yo, I'm in your face.
I mean, sometimes you got to do that. You know, sometimes you got to do that to let, you know, let people know how it goes and things like that.
I told you, man. You're a tone setter.
You set it,
and it's funny, and just set, you know what I mean? You come out with this energy, you know what I mean? You're not trying to be like Barbara or cool comic or, you know what I mean? You come out with fucking energy. I mean, we both do when we do our shit.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I like seeing it. You know what I mean?
That's what it's all about.
Especially before we go on stage, because we both were like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
You know what? It was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? Like I always say, you know, whenever I go to a place, you know, I think I'll probably always do this. I'm looking at the audience. I'm saying hello to people. Yeah. They don't know if I'm performing or not. I'm not like, hey, guys, you ready for the show tonight? I'm going to put on a great show for you. Hey, guys, pay attention. You know, I'm a comic. And blah, 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 blah. I don't do that.
No.
I just say, hey, what's up? You know, hey, I go in the place. I speak to everybody. You speak back. Fine. You know, I acknowledge you. I'm also, you know, taking a mental inventory.
Yeah.
Of who's in the room.
Right.
What I can, you know, sort of gauge the audience to see what they'll be interested in and things like that. And then sometimes you don't know and you try things and you can say one word and you can be like, okay, you can pull out your bag of tricks and go in another direction, or you can continue in the direction you're going.
Yeah.
I think that we're at the point where we can do that now.
Yeah.
When before we was like, oh, this is our material, we're going to do it. And
no, oh yeah. If I went with a set, that was the set. That's what I was doing. I don't stray away from the set. I was playful today. You know, that's why I talk about crowd work, man. I know it's important. I get it. 100%. I understand. I think to work on it and able to, or is it to know your material so well that you can break away from it and then go back to your material? Because, hold on, in the moment, we're both pretty good with playing with the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we struggle in that at all. You know, everything is a good response. Everything is playful. Everything is in the moment. And then we go back to our material. I ain't going to lie. There's times in my head, it's like, make sure you remember where you're at.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Remember what you were talking about.
Well, see, I mean, like, for me, it was like, tonight, it was like, the way I was able to stay on track is because I didn't leave the track.
Right.
I stayed on track, and then I, you know, included the audience in that, and just it was just a part of my material and their participation or not.
But think about how far you've come.
Oh yeah, because it was like I didn't look at anybody, and now I'm looking at people. I'm seeking people out in the audience. I'm looking at people, and I must say you did disappear because it was a time that I was looking for you. I was like, where did he go? Where is he? And I was walking around, and I'm like, where did Jay go?
But I was kept on the camera.
I know, but it's like you disappeared. Because I was trying to, because, okay, from the way, I don't think, you know, only I didn't think the stage location was pretty good.
No, yeah.
But it was like,
because the way it's set up.
Yeah, but it was like,
I got you.
If it could be a portable stage.
It is.
Okay, so it is. So what I was thinking, like, maybe.
It's not there during the week.
Okay, so I'm thinking like maybe for show times, you can like put it like
down the hall, like as like.
Well, you can't block the restroom either.
Yeah.
So
that's probably why they don't.
Yeah. So I mean, it's tough. They could work things out if it's going to be inside when the weather permits. It should have been.
Or what
outside.
About that other little cubby where people were eating?
You saw people over there?
Yeah,
I saw people over there too.
Well, it kind of takes away, but it also divides the bar from the show.
Right. Yeah, they can.
But it wouldn't be in a lot of places to sit.
I think if they knock that wall down.
Hey, knock that wall down so we can.
Knock that wall down so I can have full access to the place. Because if I knew those, if my cord was long enough, I would have walked back there. If I had a wireless mic, I would have been back there like, what are we eating, guys?
Yeah, right? Off in their meal.
Yeah, and I would have, you know, been telling jokes there. But, you know, it's a great room. I had fun, but it was like the stage to me was a disadvantage because, you know, people could hear you but not see you.
Yeah.
But I made sure they could see me. And it wasn't a spotlight either.
No. Yeah, I agree with you. The one thing about being on the stage that I noticed, if you look down the bar, because it's kind of set up for like looking down the bar.
But if you stayed on stage, that the speaker will be blocking your view, and it blocks the view from you to the audience as well. Me personally, I got off stage and I walked over there because I didn't want anything to block me from me and my audience. I wanted to connect to my audience.
Plus, there's a little chatter going on, and you stifle that.
Yeah, I stifle it without saying, hey!
Yeah.
No, I'm like, hey, you know, we up here.
It was the energy. It was how you delivered, and, you know, plus you're funny, because once you get the attention, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you did new material.
Thank you.
Kudos to that. And I had a little something new, which I kind of went off. I mean, look, man, like I said, we both go in the moment. and try different stuff all the time. You know, no show is exactly the same. We could try and script it. You know what I mean? Nah. The beautiful thing is we showed up and looked at the crowd and said, okay, this is what
this
we're
going to
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to rock it like this. Yeah. We're going to rock it like that.
Rock it like that.
We got to be there. And that's the way it is. Huh. Mm-hmm. It's the way it is.
Hey, dog. We got to time stamp it. Trump.
Mm. Yes, for the sake of timestamp.
Timestamp this.
You know, Trump, he I don't know.
Wow.
What this happened?
Assassination attempt?
Or bad acting?
I mean, it's hard to say, I mean, man. People died.
Assassination attempt, or was it Milli Vanilli?
It goes, people died.
Did he really die? Can somebody show me that body?
Oh, we're going there.
Oh, hold on. Yep, this live with Deb.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
But I don't know. All it's
unalive.
Unalive?
Did somebody really get unalive?
I mean, I don't
know. Was it an act? Or was it real?
Was it four people? I know the shooter. Somebody else. I heard somebody got up to clap and got shot. That's fucked up. I'm sorry for laughing.
I don't know. I don't know that much about it, but, you know.
I look at it like this. If it was a real assassination attempt on Donald Trump, it's sad that people are provoked enough to try to end somebody's life that doesn't physically cause you personal harm. You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of the guy, but no way do I think killing him is going to solve any problems in this world.
Yeah, because if you kill one Trump, there's only going to be like 50 more after him.
I mean, but they're not him, so I get it. I ain't saying I would have did it.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Like,
shot to Chris Rock.
When I first heard the news, I was genuinely disturbed.
Yeah. I wasn't. Yeah, my whole family were talking about it, like, on thread. I didn't answer one bit saying it's just.
Excuse me. I was genuinely disturbed. I said, what? What happened? They did what? And I was like, come on, this is ridiculous. You know, because. And I know there's something that happens. But, you know, they pride America on being like the land of the free, home of the brave, freedom of speech, and all this other stuff. So
right.
Because someone doesn't agree with you or has different views, that don't mean they should die.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think some of their views and their opinions should die.
Yeah.
But not them.
Not them. 100%.
Yeah, that's what I think. You know.
I agree. There's that's what I'm saying. The fact. First of all, I didn't know about it because it took a while until I think I was scrolling through something or maybe been YouTube or something and I seen something about it and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
No, I think I seen the text from my family, the thread that they were doing. And so I looked it up on YouTube.
And rest in peace to Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Whoa.
Yeah. They are actually like trendsetters, to be honest with you. Richard Simmons was doing like the healthy thing and, you know, doing the exercise class back in the day. On TV. And he was like.
A little suspect.
I mean, I'm sure he was definitely gay. I'm sure he was gay, but it was like.
Sure, it's a suspect.
Yes, the shorts were a suspect and everything else, but at the same time, it was like he had a show, he was rooting for people to be healthy,
yep.
And it didn't matter. Well, it didn't matter to me because I was a child. I didn't know what sexuality was. But all I know that he wanted people to be healthy, and he wanted people to, and he really like was emotional about people's story. When he hear their story and stuff, he would cry with them and everything. And you know, shout out to Richard Simmons. At the end of the day, I think he left a great footprint on the earth.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I think. And he was a character, and this was before the internet and everything. So
he was viral before the internet.
Yeah, he was viral before that. And it was always funny to me because he used to have like a workout class. He would be walking around instructing, and if somebody was chewing gum, he'll walk up to him and hold his hand out.
I used to give me that gum.
Yeah, I remember because I used to watch it with my mom, and it was like somebody was like, "Yeah, you gonna blame your mom for you watching that?" Yeah, because when I had, in 1980, when I was 5 years old, I had no control over the TV. Nothing like the kids of today, because they have complete control over the TV. What they eat, because if they don't like
when they cooking.
The parent goes wherever they want to go, and if they don't feel like going to school, they don't go to school. Mm-mm. If they don't feel like talking to their dad, they don't talk to their dad.
Right.
I don't remember ever having that much power as a 5-year-old child.
None.
But you know, shout out to Richard Simmons and Dr. Ruth Westheimer. She openly she was like a sex therapist, and so she she was a sex therapist.
Oh, you would know that.
Well, because, you know, that's what she was known for. Okay. And I remember watching her and the thing she was talking about.
I'm sure I've seen her, but I don't know.
She's a short, redhead lady, and she had an accent. And, you know, in addition to her being a sex therapist,
I think I know you're
her accent
about.
Made things, the things that she was saying and talk about in her reactions, even more funny. I know she wasn't trying to be funny, but it was hilarious to me.
Right.
Yeah. So shout out to them.
Shout out to
For the purpose of time stamping. I don't know exactly when they passed away, but we haven't been on since they did pass away.
Okay.
And the Trump assassination happened when?
Over the weekend.
Over the weekend. So this, I mean, for the sake of time and dates.
Yeah. This is, I want to say.
This is the 18th.
Was it on Sunday?
I'm not sure.
Or Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like,
it was Sunday or Saturday, I believe. And this, would you say this is July 18th?
Yeah, July 18th. So,
yeah. It had to have been over the weekend, the 15th, 14th, maybe.
Or something. Yeah, but, you know, not to make light of anything, assassination on, you know, somebody's life, and then the person that attempted was murdered.
Yeah. Terrible shot. I'm sorry. He was the worst. He's not gonna. He's what I say. See, that's the one thing about this dude that's gonna fucking. He's might as well make him victorious now. Count it. He's gonna be the next president. They have T-shirts.
Wait a minute.
Already.
He's been president before.
He's gonna be again.
Okay.
That's the problem. Is look, they have shirts of him getting hauled up. He's like this. He got blood here, and they're like, ah, this is, dude, that's going to be as iconic as them raising the flag, you know, supposedly in one of those, you know, wars or whatever the case when they took one of the.
Especially since it's real now. And I've seen artwork and flags of things of not real artwork of him standing on top of tanks with AKs.
This is real.
And it's real. And they're gonna run with it. And they're going to do what they're going to do with
cemented.
It.
Cemented. The best ever. My dad, I don't even want to say what my dad said because it's embarrassing. I love the Don, but you know what I'm saying. It's just when people are just, for one, like I said, I didn't see it because if you're watching a Trump rally, shame on you. If you go to a Trump rally,
I mean,
shame on any rallies. Really, I'm not even saying just Trump rallies.
I'm,
to be 100% honest,
I'm going to say this. You know,
I know you support people. I get it, but whatever.
I mean, you know.
That's all.
To be honest with you, I have so many things to do. I'm not saying that stuff is not important.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
I got so many things to do.
That's really what I'm saying.
When it was going on, I was literally on the road.
Yeah.
And
I was at home making a parlay, I think. But it was better than watching the Trump rally.
I don't know if I was at home, I would be watching that. either, or I may have watched it just to see what they're talking about, because I'm a different type of person. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I've watched presidential debates, but I have no interest to hear what any of them are saying, to right. be honest. Not now. Not these two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can we do better? Why can't we do better? That's all I'm asking. Is that too hard? All you wonderful people out there, I don't want to do it. There's somebody out there that wants to do it.
Yeah, it's, you know what?
Better than these options. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying, like, you know, for anybody that's looking for anything for entertainment, you know, I got a couple of ideas that would make great stories and you know, more interesting stories and stuff that you guys been putting out. So if you need some ideas, just, you know, hit me up on Instagram, Facebook. You know, I'm talking about the Gayle Kings and the Oprah Winfreys that like to run stories on, like, Her Majesty and things like that. Mm. You know, it's two stories you could have ran. You could have ran a story about a man here in Cleveland Heights that raised three doctors. That's a more interesting story. Or I could introduce you to a father that raised five pro boxers.
Right.
You know, and stories like that. So, you know, instead of making some bull crap about stuff that people don't care about.
That's all.
Get with me and.
Yo, you're talking to the society that made some chick famous for talking about spitting on a dick.
Who is that chick?
The Hawk Tua.
Who is she?
I don't know. But
I don't know who she is.
All exactly, but a video of her talking about a dick, spitting on a dick, went more viral than her having sucked and actually spit on. Like, there's no video of her doing this. But her just talking about it goes more viral than anything. They have merch. She has merch. Hey, look, I know people are out there proud and are saying, you go, girl, and talk about all this thing.
She's definitely getting her coins.
She's, what the fuck? Oh.
She's getting her money.
Hey. Whatever. Hey, she's flipping it for sure.
Yeah,
you know, but this is a drunk moment after wherever. And I guess the interview goes longer, a lot longer than that. Like, she walks away a couple times and comes back in it because her friend's the one being interviewed.
Mm.
And she comes back and interrupts. And, like, she comes back and then she leaves again. Her friend's like, don't worry, she'll be back. And she comes back and then they ask that question. And she says, oh, you know, you got a whatever, Hawk 2 on that thing. You get me? Or some shit. Haven't. And it goes viral for talking about spitting.
Wow.
On a dick.
Well, hey, you know, to each his own.
I guess it's good to be a female, I'll tell you that. But the only other option she has now is OnlyFans, dude. What else can she do? I mean, they're going to...
She can make seasoning.
Well, the problem is that she's been on podcasts.
She can make seasoning and call it Hot Tui.
Hot sauce.
Hot Tui hot sauce.
Hot
Tui steak seasoning.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Hot Tui fish seasoning.
Dude, there was a squirt bottle with her face, and it was...
like when I heard Hot Tui, I thought of the movie... What was it? I don't know the name of the movie.
Shit.
You know, it was a kid that was like, hot too, big bing bong boo, hot too. And that's the way he got money.
That's how he got money?
Yeah, he was on the street dancing like, hot too, big bing bong boo.
Well, that shit worked for her.
And
she got money.
And then the guy tried it. You know, he was as an adult and he didn't get any money from it. I forget the name of the movie, but that's what I thought it was. But I didn't know it had another meaning. You know, that's the way meanings and definitions change over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed.
Well...
You know. All you gotta do is have some boobs, and
they're pretty important.
I mean, if you have a nice booty too, all you gotta do is have leggings, or not, and be on Instagram,
or whatever. And be twerking.
Yeah, you gotta twerk. Yeah. All you gotta do is grab them and pull them up. Apparently, yeah. They got a lot of cool fucking threads. I thought about doing all of them, but I can't put my body out. Like just to be funny too. Like have it pulled up between my nuts.
No diddy.
No doubt. No diddy. But, you know, girls be pulling, like, putting the camera down. And you can see their fucking lips.
Just for a moment.
Yeah, and it comes back up. And yeah. Shit, like, go down and see your nuts. And trying to like mock all their videos and not at all. Alright, whatever. That shit's hilarious. You guys know what I'm talking about. Look, it's like that dude who was doing them flips, trying to act like that chick. Yeah. Same thing.
But you know what? I can honestly say.
That's all I'm saying.
Shout out to everybody that follows us.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that follows us.
Shout out to all of our subscribers.
Everybody out there.
We appreciate you.
This is for you. This last shot before I go to bed.
Go ahead. Take it down, buddy. For everybody that comes support us at our shows. Everybody that came to see our podcast. Everybody that checks in and sends us messages on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you.
Appreciate everybody out there.
Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. All right, everybody. I got to get to bed.
He got to get to bed. He got to go to work. You understand me? He's like the best motherfucking warehouse worker on the planet. Bitch.
I'm about to have 2 hours of sleep rocking that tow motor. You don't even know.
Have no
After
idea.
We rock the stage, come back, do the podcast for you.
For you guys.
It's all for bed.
Are you good?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Yes.
Don't forget to tune in and hit the subscribe and like, and shout out to all our listeners out there.
Shout out to all our listeners. Hey, we try and give you guys advice. You know what I'm saying? This started off as like a comedy thing. You know, two friends doing a thing.
Yes, with two comedians that's explaining our comedic experiences, and we talk about current events.
Current events and everything out there. So, we love everybody that's out there riding with us. I know you've been on this journey. If you haven't, start from the beginning. We got tons of guests. We got plenty more coming.
Plenty more coming.
We got more looking, you know, in the future. Like, a lot of things planned, so...
Yeah, and it was before it was all comedians that we were expanding the comedy ring.
Yeah, we're about to start doing some other stuff. So
we're doing other things.
Yeah,
we got singers coming.
Yep.
We have rappers coming.
We got connoisseurs of such.
Business owners coming.
Yes.
You know, hey, send us in some comments of who you want to see us interview. It don't matter if they're famous or local.
Oh, this guy.
They'll be here.
He's reaching, boy. Hey, make it happen out there.
Reaching for what? Anyway, anybody you want to see, any subject, you know, let us know.
I'm giving them a list. I ain't seen them yet.
This guy. Hey, shout out to... OCB.
Yo.
I can't walk.
Oh, crippled bastard.
Oh, crippled bastard. You know what? And that's what I'm saying. He coming soon. OCB?
Oh, he coming.
Yeah.
No Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. No Diddy.
No Diddy. All right, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace out.
Bow. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.